Taste of Rashi for the morning. It says, Vayita ezod lachem chukat olam l'chaper al b'nei Yisrael mikol chatotam achat bashana v'yas kasher tziva Hashem et Moshe. At the tail end of all the tzivuyim that Moshe gives to Aaron about how to conduct himself when going into the Beit HaMikdash, and not to go into the Beit HaMikdash, so the Torah is into the Mishkan, v'yas kasher tziva, Rashi comments two things. Number one, kashe yegia yom ha-kippurim asak ha-seder hazeh. Number one, you might get the mistaken impression, because the beginning of the parasha starts with Vahi acharei mot shnei bnei Aaron, that this were things that Aaron was supposed to do immediately, which would place it basically on the day after Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That this is incorrect, that all of these things that Aaron was instructed to do, he's supposed to do on Yom Kippur. It has nothing to do with after the day after Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And second of all, Rashi says, "Ulahagid shivcho shel Aaron shlo yalov shan legdulato el kamekayem gzirat amelech." Rashi's pointing out the words "Vayas kasher tziva Hashem et Moshe" are almost always superfluous. Of course, he did everything that Hashem told Moshe to tell him to do. It's always that way. So each time the Torah says that, Rashi says, almost inevitably says something a little bit different each time to point out another aspect of the tzivui that Hashem gives. So over here, he's pointing out that Aaron didn't do it for his own self-aggrandizement to impress everybody, for his own kavod or even for his family's kavod, but rather he put on the big day kohanim and he did his avodah in the Mishkan on Yom Kippur only kimekayim gzirat hamelech, because that was his job and that was what he was instructed to do. Yom Tov.